Nolte, Jon Stewart's Apple TV show was reported flop with just 40,000 viewers. By Jon Nolte on April 19, 2022. The problem with Jon Stewart's new Apple TV show, is a humiliating flop with only 40,000 viewers, reports Bloomberg. If you want to know why Jon Stewart looked so desperate and mercenary a few weeks back as he ambushed Andrew Sullivan as a racist, read on. His Apple TV Plus show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, which debuted in September, has failed to gain traction in its first season and lags far behind its competitors on broadcast and cable TV. Last fall, about 180,000 U.S. homes saw the show's first episode within the first 7 days, according to the measurement firm Samba TV. By the fifth episode, which aired in early March, about 40,000 U.S. homes tuned in, down 78% from the season premiere. By comparison, an episode in March of HBO's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver was seen in 844,000 U.S. homes, Samba TV says. How bad is that? How bad is 40,000 viewers? Well, Apple TV reportedly has 20 million subscribers, and only 40,000 are bothering to watch the aging leftist make faces and own the cons. If my math is correct, that's 0.25% of Apple subscribers. But why would people watch Stewart when they never really did? Despite a second-to-none gaslighting campaign that tried to hide this fact, Jon Stewart was never a superstar, never popular with the American public. His ratings always sucked. What he had going for him was the uninhibited love of a corporate media that saturated their own networks with clips of Stewart annihilating Republicans. Stewart's Apple TV failure is especially illuminating. If you want to talk about a built-in audience for a smug, dishonest leftist like Jon Stewart, the Apple brand should deliver that audience by the millions. But here's the thing. Jon Stewart's are everywhere now. You have Trevor Noah, Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, Saturday Night Live, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, that English asshole on HBO, not to mention two cable news outlets, CNN and MSNBC, who have ended their days as journalists to own the Trumpdards 24/7. America is drowning in smugly dishonest left-wingers trashing the GOP. But Stewart is such an idiot, he saw a market for his tired shtick. And it is tired, which is why Greg Gutfeld's late-night show on Fox News consistently trounces all of his left-wing competition. This is also a good time to remember that Jon Stewart fails at pretty much everything he does. In 2014, Stewart wrote and directed a feature film called Rosewater that grossed just $3.2 million. 2 years ago, Stewart wrote and directed a political comedy called Irresistible that flamed out with just $472,000 at the box office and died an ignoble death via video on demand. Jon Stewart's a dick who can make a few faces and hit the sweet spot of people who hate conservatives. But why bother to watch him when Jake Tapper does the exact same thing? Follow Jon Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.